Tappa.
Are we rolling? Let's roll.
Good evening, or good afternoon. Hello, once again, and welcome to another rendition, another installment, the saga continues, of this little ditty we call, hear how I stumbled over myself just now, refer to lovingly as Roaming Reigns, the podcast. Oh, were you done taking the piss? Were you done taking a piss yet? Not taking a piss, taking the piss. What you just heard was my record player. That's what I'm gonna do. No more fucking around with this. No more fucking with it. It's staying. Anyway, hello and welcome to another dastardly, detestable episode of Roaming Reigns. What episode is this? 32. I just looked at my notes, so that's how I know. 32. Still alive. Still doing it live. It's Saturday, August 1st, 2020. It's 12:21. You hear all that alliteration with the 20s? Sounds like I'm either spitting or firing a machine gun. But I think in comics the sound is rat-a-tat-tat, so. Let me close my Victrola here. Just a moment. You know, I could just hold the mic close to my face instead of crouching down, but I feel like it's a lot safer this way. Or I could make sudden adjustments to move the computer I'm recording at closer to me, and then solve the problem. But he's a stubborn bastard. Yes, I am. Wait, what? What voice was that? Who were you doing an impression of there? Oh, that was from... He's a stubborn bastard. That's from Snatch, I believe. Bricktop. Top of the morning. I just made slow, subtle movements to move this microphone on top of my portable hard drive, which has a picture. I found a whole bunch of Rick and Morty stickers. Don't tell my ex. I just started randomly putting them in things. So sticking these stickers, as it were, on things. I can see a Scary Terry sticker that I placed on this broken Kindle that I gifted myself, as someone, its previous owner, wasn't too kind to it, so I had to go ahead and salvage the poor fucker. There, I think I found a better setup. I just used a case of Stephen King CDs, a book on CDs. Let me rephrase that. I just used the Institute audiobook on CD case to put the microphone on top of that microphone stand, the impromptu stand, so that it's closer to my face and my voice is closer to your ears. Of course, I have two fans going at the same time, so hopefully the noise isn't too bad, too terrible. Now I need a coffee break. Coffee or green tea? Let's have a Twitter poll. Twitter or coffee? When you don't drink your coffee, you're all over the place. That's not coffee, that's my green tea. And that's also a nod to Get Out, so if you want to go to the sunken place, listen to this. You're sinking slowly. And also, by the way, I'm not one of these ASMR darlings from YouTube, which I haven't talked about before, but I'll get right into it. Saturday, August 1st, 2020, 12:25. The weather is like 90-something. It's kind of cloudy. It's kind of not. I got up early today. I went to Best Buy, then to Dunkin', then to Tropical Smoothie Cafe again. Why Best Buy? Oh, because they had Guillermo del Toro's Academy Award winning picture, The Shape of Water, on sale, the Blu-ray, for $6. So I had to get it. And it's the Blu-ray, the DVD, and the digital, so $6. Pow. T. So I could have had it delivered, but I went for a drive. I just got up early, went and got it. They have curbside contactless pickup, which is just the closest parking spots to the entrance of the Best Buy, with cinder blocks and little makeshift signs and shit. Some people walked out of that Best Buy without masks, or went in to Best Buy without masks, but whatever. This girl brought me the movie out. It sucks though, they didn't include the slipcase on it. Fuckers. But anyway, I already redeemed the digital copy, so if anyone wants to borrow the DVD, maybe the Blu-ray if I trust you. Green tea. So I had a tropical smoothie, cafe smoothie for breakfast. The detox Highland Green is the only one I like. 180 calories. It's good though. I had that for breakfast. Went to Best Buy. They'd open at 10, so I was already there by like 10:10 or 10:15. It's not that far. Traffic was kind of shitty getting there, but it was fine. Pulled in, checked in. They brought out the Blu-ray. Fuck, I hate that. I had entertained the idea or considered whether or not I should get a haircut. I got a haircut a month ago, but it was short enough that it's not bugging me yet, so maybe in another month I'll get a haircut, but I could have gotten one. The Great Clips or whatever was dead. It was empty, but I didn't feel like spending money for a haircut right now. Green tea hit number two. I'm chugging along like Mark Maron over here. It's incredible. But anyway. Any hoozles. I'm just stacking shit and stacking shit to put the mic on top of. Just wondering when it's all gonna come crashing down. I hope not. If you could see me now, Mike and Ming, my studio, it's the Institute audiobook, the CD case from the library, a tissue box, and then a Walking Dead zombie money bank with the microphone wrapped into it. I think I'll use it. I'll be punk rock like that. I'll be ghetto like that. But one day when I go to a shared universe and record there, it'll make me appreciate the little things. By the way, thanks everyone who listened to the last episode. I had fun recording that one. That was a little appreciation of the people that keep track of me and the homies, and shouting out Alex and Britt and Amy, which probably still hasn't listened, but it's alright. And Alicia, who I know hates when I call her Alicia, but what are you gonna do? I keep getting told off through text, like, but she's a loyal listener. I don't want to say fan because she's my friend, but she listens. I feel like there's more Nebraska ants out there, but no, I don't think the Nebraska contingency has the patience for listening to my kind of yucks. So, but I appreciate Alicia. She listens, and I know it's hard for you to get podcasts on Pandora, but thank you. Yeah, who uses Pandora? I did when I still had an internet connection, but now that I don't, because the parental blockade is still going on. My sister blocked the internet, so I have to guerrilla style it when I'm done with this. I think I'm going to do 2 episodes. I have to do an episode on the August 3rd, the Walmart massacre. I don't know what they're calling it. I hate calling it a massacre. I hate calling it any sensationalist name to that tragedy. Whoa, I almost spilled my green tea. Shows the level of anxiety that it gives me. But the August 3rd tragedy from last year, I'm gonna do another episode right after this. I figured I'd do the fun one, the usual one, then the somber one, maybe drop both, maybe drop the somber one and then follow it up with the regular one, with the yucks, with me just having tea and coffee. But so that's the plan. Oh, do you have a plan? How many listeners do you have? How many subscribers? How many Patreon members do you have? Did you clear that music you just played? It's a record of classical music that I got from one of the patrons at the library. They donated a whole bunch of vinyl, and of course my boss is like, pick out anything you want. Of course I'm going to pick out the Wham album from Deadpool. I have that on vinyl. No shame, Alicia. And I have Black Sabbath too, alright? But if you have a choice between some free vinyl, if anybody has any vinyl laying around that they don't want and they want to send that to me, I'll give you guys my address. So there's that. But how many OnlyFans subscribers do you have? Well, I'm not an OnlyFan. I'm not a sex worker, cam girl type. I'm just a dude. I'm sure there's an audience for that, but I don't think I'm quite there yet, debasing myself for money. But so things are alright. Things are chugging along. As in fucking Texas. West Texas. I don't like to just say Texas. I like to remind people that I'm nowhere near what their idea of Texas is. Houston, no. Although one day I hope to visit Ming Chen's comic and coffee shop, if it's still alive when things normalize. Cliff C. Chen. Mike Zapsik. I hope I get to visit with them, record something whenever I go back to Jersey. What's she talking about Patreon, and what's she talking about doing all podcasts? Well, I'll never do your podcast, m'lady. As I've stated numerous times, I'll continue to do that. Even if it's episode 1000, but do you want to do the podcast? Do you want to join the network? Do you want to tell them the show's Twitter? And your email? Yeah, I kind of never do give it out, but it's at Roaming Reigns on Twitter. It's the at symbol, R-O-A-M-I-N-G, R-E-I-G-N-Z, on Twitter. And then dead_Rufio, yes, Rufio, like from Hook, One of my favorite characters. Hey, that reminds me. That's one of my favorite bands. I gotta take notes on that. Add that to the Spotify. Add that to the Pandora. Rufio. They're kind of like a heavy punk, or I guess post-punk band from like the 2000s. Rufio is the shit. Heavy shit. Crunchy. Good shit. So Rufio, Sum 41, all those types of bands. Yeah, I listen to them. I listen to Bloodhound Gang and the Aquabats. I think I saw the Aquabats the first time that I went to San Antonio to the Comic-Con, where I met Amanda and Magic Mike and Dave and Chris. These are all Ant Hill people. If you know them, they're good people. Not that they need me to vouch for them, but they're solid people that I'll do everything and anything to help them and for their sake. And by the way, listen to the Cult of Pod Network and all the wonderful podcasts they're in. Totes M'lady, a Not Your Daddy's sports show, I think, and then the Cult of Dave podcast. The numerous podcasts there. Some are still active, some are not. I don't have the plug sheet to know which ones are which, but help Mr. Dave Weimer out if you have a few shekels to spare. Join his Patreon. I'll have to ask Dave when I see him next time, him and Chris, who I love both of them, by the way, and I hope you guys are doing well and your kids and everything. But I'll have to talk to Dave about podcarding and, you know, doing some. I mean, there's a lot of people that I'd like to do this with. It's just, you guys, can you, like, send a Wi-Fi router via drone or a little hotspot so that I can get better internet? I mean, I guess the one from my phone might work as a mobile hotspot, but it won't be that fast. So I'm not sure if it'll work well enough to record on Zoom, but we shall see. Pow. First sip of iced coffee from Dunkin'. So the coffee chat amuses me and probably Amy, who's still not yet heard this podcast, I don't think. But she has a baby, so she has a little daughter that she has to take care of, so it's fine. Sometimes my fucking desk is a mess. Sometimes I manage to clear most of this shit out so that I can make room for the laptop. Like, I literally lay this out at night, like last night, before I went to bed. So I bust out the laptop, set up the mic. I don't plug it in, but this laptop that I record on has no battery. I can't remember where I left it. It's probably at the X's, or she threw it away. I don't know. But I set it up. I clear the table, and I'm like, you're going to need space, and move the chair. And I have a pretty solid regimen of how to set up, and it's pretty easy. It's nowhere near as difficult as a Zoom H6, which I one day would like to see how it works. But I'm used to this now. This many years, I'm kind of used to just plug in and go. Like, I think quality-wise, it probably sounds as good as the Zoom H6 or, you know, the rinky-dinky, the Shure mics. I would like to have the black Shure mic that James Hetfield from Metallica uses. So it's like the Chrome Elvis mic, but it's blackened. Wink. Like the Metallica song. Don't sue me, Lars. Delete that. So many inside jokes. That's from the Some Kind of Monster documentary, where Lars Ulrich's dad, the famed Danish tennis superstar, Mr. Torben Ulrich, gets to listen to Saint Anger in its entirety for the first time, on camera, in front of his son and the therapist, and you could see in his face, like, this is bullshit. So he tells him, delete the song, delete the album, delete that. So he also proceeds to delete his son's self-confidence off the face of the planet. So, whoa. Metallica tangent. Wink. That's just what we do here at Roaming Reigns. The best podcast in El Paso. I think I should just trademark that already, because all the other shitty mom and pop fucking, either the local geek, the tech geeks that start doing it, or the group of like 5-10 people that start a podcast and they all want to be on mic at the same time. and their podcasts tend to peter out, unless it's like a church podcast that just uploads the fucking sermons and keeps them going because they have the money and the technology and they hire somebody to do that. They can't compete. Can't compete with a church pod. By the way, the bunker is looking a little bit nicer. I got new curtains. I put up other curtains to keep the fucking sun out, so it looks like a fucking lair now. A lair. And I got my four-color flag over here to my left. I got my favorite Black Dahlia Murder Nocturnal flag from the tour. That's my favorite album cover ever. It's a blue... You see, like, it's like a stone castle. It's all in blue, like sky and dark blue stone. The Black Dahlia Murder logo, if you guys know me at all, that's like my favorite fucking band in the world. Beyond Forever. They're like my Zeppelin or Stones or Black Sabbath, Hendrix, Metallica, Slayer on over. They're like my Mac Miller, so that Brit or certain people can understand the reference. Black Dahlia Murder is to me is what Mac Miller is to a white girl, or Post Malone, or God damn it, or My Chemical Romance, or whatever, which I enjoy. I've never, this is going to be embarrassing, but I've never heard a Mac Miller song. I've never heard a Post Malone song. I don't know who these people, dudes are. I mean, I know I've heard of them, but I've never, like, heard a song of theirs. Embarrassing. What the fuck? Oh, I have a sex robot, that sex bot blow up doll sticker from Rick and Morty. I have a sticker with Summer, Rick, Morty, and Rick's daughter, whose name I forget, but she's Mrs. Jerry Smith. Then I have the classic Rick and Morty where Rick is opening Morty's eyelids with his fingers and throwing like the metal horns. So I have those. Should I do a contest if anyone listens? But I like these stickers. You guys should send me stickers. Nah, I'm good. I'm good on stickers, but thank you. So I'm literally recording on this rig, this ghetto rig, with this mouse that I actually used to use at one of my previous jobs. And one time I requested that they switch the mouse because it just wasn't working. And it's, I think I can probably fix the mouse wheel. The mouse wheel's fucked. But I'm used to dragging too, but this mouse still works. So they threw it out, I wrapped it up, put it in my pocket, brought it out to the car, and now I have a mouse for my laptop. I have a wireless mouse, but I have another laptop, a Chromebook. This isn't the Chromebook. I don't call this, the Chromebook is a Chromebook. It's not a laptop, it's a Chromebook. To, you know, the cool people, the young folk, a Chromebook is a Chromebook. A thing is a thing. I like that. Yeah, a Chromebook is a Chromebook, and this is an HP laptop with a DVD, CD burner. I think it still works. I don't know, I haven't watched a movie on this laptop in a while, but I guess I should try. While it's summertime and it's hot up here. So now we're in the tail end of summer. July fucked off. It's been kind of nice. Yes, are you going to talk about the weather again? Yes, it's been up and down, like 100 degrees one day, cloudy, humid the next, rainy and shit, so we have to get used to... God damn it, I just rocked the mic. I just literally need the fucking laptop with my knee just sitting up. See what happens? See what happens when you fuck a stranger in the ass? Thought I wasn't gonna say it, right? I said it. I need it. I need the fucking laptop gently with my knee, the portable hard drive disconnected from the fucking laptop. That's how sensitive it is. Are you gonna say anything? I think I should change the calendar in here. I have all these charger wires hanging from a pin in one of these beams, and my Tesla Town old ass calendar that What's-Her-Face gave me an X. It's still in July, so it's still the 4th of July Baron. I gotta turn the page. Burn. It's Father Flanagan or Baron Von Flanagan, but I gotta turn the page and let's see what August has in store for the TESD calendar, shall we?
Shall we, darlings? By the way, I have two...
Boba Fetts hanging from this beam. One is a Boba Fett, like... nightlight. It's like a huge, it's supposed to be like, it goes on the wall, like it's smashed through the wall. It's like life-sized, but I dropped it, and I don't know if batteries are going to work on it anymore, but it used to light up. And then I have a small Boba Fett USB charger that's battery powered. And then I have a fucking Coors Light bottle opener that someone gave me. What's-Her-Face? Coors. Gross. I don't think I've ever drank Coors, nor do I want to. I don't want to taste the Rockies, ever. Alright, I got the calendar. Switching it from July, the red, white, and blue Baron to August is just the regular Baron again. Oh shit, I marked it. It's marked. So, today's Ming's birthday, and so happy birthday, Ming Chen. I forgot about that. Well, the calendar just reminded me, so happy birthday, Ming. A lot of interesting stuff happening in August. Like, I hadn't seen this in a while, but I'll put it up. I'm gonna have to change some things. 2 seconds. I have returned. So, what had happened was... Oh, I should have let off with the wasp story, but earlier this week, 2 days ago maybe, sometimes I'll leave the window open in the bunker because there's no electricity up here except for this long extension cord and then one of those surge protector type deals, which I took as a parting gift from a previous job. But anyway, and it's pretty gnarly, it's pretty awesome. And it also has like ports for like Ethernet cables or internet cables. But anyway, so in the morning I wake up, stretch, wake up, go to the window, open my new curtains, my new Target dark green curtain, and leave the window open because between the window AC unit, the large blower fan that I have, and the little desk fan, sometimes it gets like a furnace in here. Not today, thankfully. But this one day I left the window open just to get some circulation in here, some fresh air and shit. And I come back and I'm like, I don't know, I'm gonna watch TV or read something or change. And I see something flickering in the window, so I'm like, what the fuck? So I look, a goddamn wasp. I don't know if it's a murder wasp, but it's a wasp. The neighbor in her backyard has like a motherfucking tree that they haven't pruned in forever, so I'm sure there's a fuckload of wasps. There's a wasp nest or a bee's nest in there. I know it is because there's wasps. So there was a wasp in the window. I shut the fucking window like a motherfucker because I don't want a wasp in here with me. I don't want to find out if a wasp sting is painful. I'm sure it is. All I kept picturing, though, as I saw the wasp trapped in the window, is the episode of Rick and Morty where he keeps waking up. I think it's season 3 where he keeps cycling from clone to clone until in different realities, and then he gets to the Wasp reality because all the other Rick and Morty realities where he uploads his consciousness to, they're all like Nazis or fascists or whatever. So the one chill reality is where everybody's a Wasp and they're eating Morty's math teacher, the black dude, and they're eating him alive and eating his babies and shit, and everyone's a Wasp. So I think that's the first episode. Yeah, the first episode with the time stones or whatever the fuck. The mind stones, whatever. But all I kept picturing is Morty and Rick and Summer and everyone is a Wasp. It's fucking horrible. Terrifying. I managed to pry open the window screen with the window shut and let the fucker fly away. I could have just poisoned it or shot. I have Wasp killer that shoots from like 20 feet away. I have an extra can of one of those because when I used to live in a house with my ex, first thing we noticed the first summer is there was like a fucking wasp nest growing right at the front window of where her son stayed. I mean, he rarely slept in there though. He used to sleep either on the couch in the living room or in his sister's bed sometimes. They had two beds, so he was just like a wandering sleeper. But good kid. But yeah, the wasp is safe. No wasps were harmed. But I'm not rooming with a fucking wasp in here. No way. I think I figured out I don't need that much space where I am. Except for maybe a toilet and a shower. This room's pretty good size once it's finished. I just need a buttload of outlets and like a fucking mesh wireless router that's right up on the ceiling so that it gets primo internet. But I think I'll need like 2 outlets on every wall. Maybe make it soundproof. Put in that soundproof shit so I can turn up my shit really loud. Music, that is. And also for podcarding, unless I want to put like egg cartons on the wall and absorb the noise, but nah. So what else? Oh, to jump back. Are you going to jump back? Are you going to put a button on that story? Yeah. Changing gears. So I was talking earlier about ASMR. It's this weird thing that I discovered on YouTube where I've seen mostly girls. I don't know if guys do it too. I don't really want to know, but it's ASMR like that. That like they get a microphone like this, or even better, and they hook it up and they go live on YouTube, or they do a video, MP4. And they talk really close into the mic like this, and they whisper, and they have like a very, they do like this, these weird tones, and then they make noise into the mic like they do fingertip. They do this weird shit. They'll eat on mic, they'll fucking, and this girl literally, I don't know how I found it, but this girl's eating chips and hot shit and candy and lollipops and shit right into a microphone. I mean, she was also on camera and she wasn't bad looking. There's another girl that speaks French. There's another one that, it's like, I guess they're YouTube stars or whatever for ASMR, so they do these soft or weird triggering noises into the microphone for at least an hour or a half hour. So I guess it's like a fucked up version of a sound of a podcast. I don't know what to call it, like a sleep cast, but they'll take like sounds of a brush, of a hairbrush, of anything really, record it with like a high output professional microphone. Like me drinking my tea, for example. And then they'll upload it and it'll be like an ASMR experience. And a lot of these are like, oh, the girlfriend experience, like positive reinforcement, or this girl saying that she loves you, or that to hold her, and all this weird shit to try and get you to sleep. I don't know how I found one. Honestly, I can't remember. Tried listening to one to fall asleep. It was weird. So I was like, no, thanks. I'm going to put on classical music or a podcast or anything. But yeah, it was fucking weird to listen to a girl speak French. Or she would also like coo like a pigeon or like a bird, or she'd have these long nails and she'll like clack them together into the microphone. It's fucking weird. And again, the girls aren't bad looking at all. But if you're falling asleep listening to that shit, it's like, come on, really? And by the way, it didn't work for me, so. I mean, eventually I fell asleep, but not listening to that. I just couldn't do that. The dude can't abide something like that. It, like, gets in your head, to be honest. But kudos to them. They have a lot more followers, a lot more listeners. They have a YouTube channel, which I should convert this shit to MP4. A lot of listeners, a lot of peeps. And I guess they get money from it, but the fuck knows. I don't know. I don't know if I want to do that. I'd rather follow in the steps of the greats. Kev Smith, Mark Maron, Bill Burr, the Ace Man, Adam Carolla. People like that, you know. Yeah, Rogan, especially Rogan, since he's the high watermark now. It's finding the balance between, I don't know, NPR, Terry Gross, Fresh Air, stuff like that. And
goddamn,
see, Terry Gross does an finding the balance between that and then the yucks of the three yucksters from Jersey that I still listen to. And I don't know, I can't just, not like anyone's gonna pay me to. How about that for ASMR? Goddamn straw bubble. Right at minute 37. Please hold.
Sorry, I'm not doing this to be ASMR-ish. Wait, now I have hiccups from leaning into the mic. Well, why are you leaning into the mic? I don't know. First off, the fuck is in this Kleenex box?
Let's see how high it can go before it topples over. I guess this will be fine. I just can't move too much or the fucking mic will fall. I had a little fit. I drank the coffee too fast, thus creating an air bubble in my throat, thus creating a cough reaction. Fucking hate that. I've heard, however, that if you have a coughing fit and you're trying to stifle it, it's best if you swallow gulps of air. Which I literally just did. Also, to my left here, non sequitur, I have the great Baby Yoda from Build-A-Bear. It's funny because I found this Boba Fett gun from Build-A-Bear from a Boba Fett outfit for my Star Wars bear, for my Kylo bear, which is probably still at the X's, or in the hands of the X, the Boba Fett outfit, so I'm gonna need to borrow that. I'll borrow that. It was for me, so eventually I'll get it back, but I'm not gonna go get it. But anyway, I have armed Baby Yoda with Boba Fett's blaster, and it's the killerest shit ever. We've never seen a more menacing looking stuffed build-a-bear with a fucking Boba Fett blaster, because that's how I roll. That's what's up. Straight up thug Baby Yoda. So the Baby Yoda's bearing arms, so that's cool. I don't know, I have some bullet points, but the ASMR shit just kind of fucked with me a little bit. I can't even tell you what the acronym ASMR means, but it's audio sleep something something. This isn't a podcast that you visit for information or research, so, but enjoy. Once I'm done with this, I'm going to do the serious pod. We're going to try to do maybe 30, 45 minutes, however it goes, after I eat, of course. But for now, I guess we should another non sequitur into my weekly obsessions. Other than yoga and reading and walking and working on the car, which the car is still good, thank God. I don't know, I've been getting into an Alan Moore kick lately, so I still haven't finished V for Vendetta. I just want to savor it. So maybe I'll finish it tonight or tomorrow. I don't know. The Umbrella Academy just came out, so I mean, I guess I should mention that I've been getting heavy into comics again, but The thrust or the impetus or the catalyst for that was, of course, Alan Moore, because I finished Watchmen earlier this year, actually. And then I read some of the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. I watched the movie, and it was good. I liked the movie. It wasn't great, but it's got all the Alan Moore elements on it. I watched the HBO Watchmen series, which I guess it's getting super high praise now because of its subject matter about race and stuff, and it was good. I enjoyed it. But yeah, so now I have Alan Moore's Swamp Thing on its way, and then a super dirt cheap copy of the Watchmen graphic novel just to have and maybe read that way. And because when I read it, was on this broken Kindle, so I mean, it's cool to read it that way, but I kind of like having it in my hands. But so now I found that Alan Moore wrote an issue of The Max. And The Max, if you guys don't know, is this weird purple, like hulking, spike-armed, yellow-armed thing in this comic series created by this guy named Sam Keith, who drew and wrote it. I think he's an artist, and he's worked on DC and Marvel shit, and he so Sam Keith has been working on a Batman versus the Max, or Batman and the Max series recently, but he also did Batman Ghosts, and so he worked on some Batman stuff, and then he also did a one-shot Arkham Asylum Madness thing, and I think it's about the Joker, but which I have from the library, and I need to read. The thing about Sam Keith is his art is really out there. It's really not what you expect, but it's beautiful in its gauche or weird way. I like his writing for sure. It's very ethereal and Alan Moore-ish, but not exactly like Alan Moore. But to hear that Alan Moore wrote an issue of the Max, so I had to get that. I found a single issue. Just like how I was enthralled about Alan Moore and Neil Gaiman and Grant Morrison and those big hitters, those big names writing issues of Spawn and stuff. It's like when I first started getting into comics, I was like, well, I don't know who writes them or who draws them, but they must be cool. And then you start to see and recognize artists and names and stuff like that. And so that's where I am right now. It's kind of on an Alan Moore kick. And I feel pretty cool because, or not cool, but I feel pretty good because I just completed my collection of Doomsday Clock single issues. So there was 12 issues. My ex started me with issue 1, and then I just kind of went from there, collecting them here and there. Thankfully, I didn't have to go that far to places. I think most of them I got at Linear Comics, which I haven't been back, embarrassingly, in like a year. I think after Free Comic Book Day and all that shit and the Comic-Con, the local Comic-Con last year, I was like, I mean, I didn't swear off comics. It was just a weird time for me. A weird time with the ex, but got over it. But now I'm kind of back in it. The comics, they never leave me. They never fail me. I think I might need some long boxes now, or a long box from the stash to put all this cool shit. So anyway, I finished my Doomsday Clock collection now. It's funny because I went looking at one of these like comic shops out here where the guy's older and he's chill. I mean, there's a couple of old school comic shops around, but there's one on this side of town. I forget what it's called. I think it's called Rebel Vault or Rebel Comics or something like that. I forget. But so I asked if they had some Doomsday Clock issues, blah, blah, blah. He's like, no, we don't have any of the new stuff usually, but he has like the, I guess it was an old Flash issue or a single issue where it kind of kicks off the Doomsday Clock saga at the end of this Flash single issue, or I forget, it was a Flash, old Flash story. Golden Age Flash or whatever. And so at the end is, god damn it, I think at the end there's Batman or someone finds the comedian button, or there's a flash of the Watchman symbol with blood. So, but it's cool that I have that issued, like not knowing too much about it, just knowing, reading about how they're bringing Watchmen and the DC Universe together, like the big players like Superman and the Watchmen characters, which is fucking dope in my mind. So the big crossover. I'm probably going to read single issues, and then if they put out a volume, I might even consider getting the volume. But... so yeah, I might also get the Batman versus the Max volume, so comic. So speaking of comics, I finished Umbrella Academy Dallas, volume 2, and I'm halfway through volume 3, Umbrella Academy Hotel Oblivion. It's just that good, like, that you can get through. And speaking of Umbrella Academy, season 2 of Umbrella Academy dropped on Netflix, and thankfully I'm still able to watch Netflix on my Chromebook. So I kind of revisited season 1. It's a little better than I remembered. Something about Ellen Page was like, I mean, I like Juno, but now that you hear all this stuff, I mean, I know she's a lesbian, I know she's, you know, outspoken and shit, and she was in some X-Men movies, and she's legit. But, like, I don't know. And yeah, she's been through some shit, and she was in Inception, and respect Ellen Page. I mean, I don't hate Ellen Page, it's just, I don't know. Tone it down a little bit. But anyway, they changed a lot of stuff in season 1 of Umbrella Academy, which is fine, but... I mean, now that I've read the books and watched season 1 comparatively, like, I think most of the good shit that they did for season 2 was... I mean, most of the shit that they brought in to season 1, and then what they eliminated... or how they wrapped it up and then left it for season 2. It was kind of cool. I'm only two episodes into season 2, and I think I'm liking it more and more than I liked season 1, which is weird and rare, but I'm kind of going to digest it that way, like a couple episodes and then a couple episodes a day and then try to finish it within a week. I mean, I could do like one a day, but... I've kind of been waiting for this for a while. And it's funny because my ex was like super hardcore into it. She probably does know about it, or she doesn't. I don't know if she's read all the books. I don't know if she cares anymore, but she was super, like, super invested in this, like, last year. And then, you know, life circles around, and then I guess you drift away from it. But right now I'm into it, so cool. I'm also chugging along, speaking of reading... not so much on TV, but I'm chugging along on 1984. It's still good. Still, I feel like I finally want to watch the 1984 movie with John Hurt, who incidentally plays the leader in V for Vendetta, which is cool. V for Vendetta has Orwellian themes and shit in it. I don't want to get too literal, but it's pretty cool that way. I finished The Death of Superman, or you know, his epic battle with Doomsday, and then just because I'd heard that there's a thing called I Buy Comics out there, which I haven't heard, but I heard that they talk about this on that podcast. Who's they? Who are you talking about? So Q and Walt, and I think Brian Johnson from TESD. It's essentially TESD, but it's actually about comics. So they talked about The Death of Superman. I wonder what they said, but I liked the book. It was, like, just no origin story for Doomsday, and knowing that he was gonna die, and he fucking bites it, and they die in a pretty epic way, and I don't know. I kind of got the vibe of when I first started reading comics in the early 90s, like my first comics that I bought at a corner store and shit. I still have them. I got a bag and board them, though. It's like I have boards that I got from my last two issues of Doomsday Clock, but no bags for my old comics. But I got the vibe, like, again, like the bright colors, the stories, the bubbles. I remember, like, reading my first Spider-Man. I bought both, actually. I think I bought both DC and Marvel titles at the same time, like X-Men and Superman. and Batman stuff. I think I have a first printing of The Killing Joke. Because I guess they redid it and they made it brighter and shit, but the first printing of The Killing Joke is like my favorite Alan Moore fucking thing that he's ever done. And it's so short and it's so quick, but it's great. Love it. But yeah, comics. Hey kids, comics. So yeah, excited over comics. And I think I talked about visiting a comic shop last week, but this week I'm like, I don't know if I want to go to comic shops now. Plus, they don't typically, I guess you could call, but I'm like, typically I'm going to drive out there and scrounge around, and what if they don't have anything? But, and I'm trying to support comic shops, but it's like they usually never have what I want. But I don't know, I'm just picky. But I found these two Doomsday Clock issues, single issues, dirt cheap on eBay. So I just got them on eBay and they mailed them and got them yesterday, as a matter of fact. So I'm going to start reading up on Doomsday Clock eventually, pretty soon, I hope. Maybe I'll revisit the Batman books that Walt did with Kevin Smith, and then revisit Carney and War of the Undead and Cryptozoic Man. So who knows? But reading is fundamental, kids. So I'll finish 1984. Almost done with Psychopath 3-2. Almost done with V for Vendetta. I finished this little book of the Dalai Lama's sayings too. How to be happy or something. I've almost finished that. And what else? Yeah, just all these other books that I want to read that I still have right here. So I want to get through those. I gave up on getting the Adam Carolla book. It's probably going to be at the library. But either way, finished the Eckhart Tolle book. I wonder what the Eckhart Tolle book was called. Probably won't even get any connection or anything. But the book that I read all the way till the end of last month was The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, the philosopher. And it was great. I can't describe it to you enough, but if you like that sort of stuff, it's not like a guru or like, oh, how to be, you know, how to get laid or blah, blah, blah. It's just a good book or audiobook to listen to. So it's The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. Then this other good book, The 12 Rules for Life by Jordan Peterson. Let me read that again. So, 12 Rules for Life by Dr. Jordan B. Peterson, this Canadian doctor. That's a good book or audiobook to check out. I like that. Talking to Strangers was a little weird to listen to. It's about race, but also how we communicate, but I couldn't really get into that. I did listen to and finish The Republic last month, so I read that. The Republic by Plato. I fucking listened to it the whole way through, fixing my car, so fucking it. And Misery by Stephen King. It's fucking awesome. I have The Year of Magical Thinking by Joan Didion to read. I'm listening to this audiobook called The Big Bluff by this Russian PhD person. This girl that's on she was on the Adam Carolla show a couple days ago as a guest. I have a Ray Bradbury collection of stories called October Country that I need to finish. And I have other titles like Animal Farm that I need to, I think I'll read instead of doing the audiobook. But I like audiobooks. And then of course I have the Institute here where I have my microphone sitting on to, I could probably pop the CDs into my record player and listen to it that way. But yes, I enjoy reading. Reading's fun. Don't you miss people? Don't you miss interaction? Yes, of course, but reading is cool too. Reading calms the mind, soothes the soul. And if you can find a couple minutes to do that, cool. I've also been writing. I found this old journal that I hadn't opened in probably 15 years I had in college. So I started writing in it again. Just entries here or there. I might write something about the August 3rd tragedy and maybe read something. I don't know. But or maybe I'll just write something and bring it or notes or something. Sadly, also, the notepad that I used or started to use for this podcast is all but filled out, so I might need to find its replacement, its exact replacement. It's a Jack Skellington notepad. Or I might just use a yellow legal pad, but I enjoy it. So writing and reading, cool. They just opened the movie, another movie theater in town yesterday, and I was tempted to go because of the movie popcorn and everything. It's all second-run movies except for maybe The Invisible Man, which I haven't seen yet. The one that came out this year. But I'm like, nah, I think I'll just wait for Tenet. But I watched the video of what the movies do, what they're doing now, like all the screens that they have and the self-serve. Or is that the concession stand or the snack stand? First off, they're getting rid of the refills, so the refill bucket and drinks. They're no longer doing that, so what the fuck? Secondly, so you get your tickets, they stagger the show times, and they're spacing them out, like two seats in between seats. And they're saying, oh, we have all these fancy filters and shit in the air conditioning now, so it's safe. They have people assigned to clean. They have hand sanitizers. They have trash bins and all this shit. But I don't know. How do they really control that in the bathroom or anywhere else? Or how do they regulate that? If they're not going to turn away somebody that's sick is going to come to the movie. So, I mean, they check temperatures for the workers and shit like that, but they don't really regulate the customer. I mean, I get it. It's a business, and I do miss the movies, but it sucks. Like, they're not going to open the theater that's right by here, that's 5 miles away, because we're literally sitting in the red spot, the hot spot. So that sucks, as far as movies go, but I have been organizing and going through my collection of DVDs and Blu-rays, so I have some stuff to watch. And I have digital copies and shit. I watched Matthew Vaughn's first movie, Layer Cake. I liked it. Layer Cake. Matthew Vaughn, the director of The Kingsman and Kingsman 2 and the prequel and X-Men Origins First Class. Layer Cake is his first movie. It's a gangster movie with Daniel Craig and Dumbledore and all these British. I think Tom Hardy's in it too. It's pretty dope. I liked it. Sienna Miller. She's pretty hot. But I like that movie. I like movies like Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, Snatch, Rock and Roller. Even The Gentleman with Matthew McConaughey was good. What other one? Rock and Roller. And I didn't watch King Alpha, but I think Charlie Hunnam was in The Gentleman, and so was Hugh Grant. And I mean, I like Guy Ritchie when he does his own original shit, but I don't like when he does, like, the Aladdin bullshit. I'm not gonna watch King Alpha. I owned, but I never watched. I was like, nah. Sherlock Holmes, I liked. Both of them, oddly enough. I think that was Robert Downey, though. But when they put those up online or anywhere, I think I have part two, but I think I like the first one the best. What else to talk about? No shades. Do you miss people? Yeah, I still miss people. I haven't really texted or talked to people too much this week, like Amy maybe. And I should probably cut that out. It's like, I just don't feel an impetus or an impulse to be on Snapchat or anything like that, dude. And especially talking to Britt and Alex, the homie. And by the way, listen to Chills, Shivers, and Goosebumps, Alex's brother's podcast, the homie, Victor J, Alex J. Listen to their paranormal pod. Listen to BS Bitches, Robin, and Jess. I hope you guys are doing well. Listen to Totes M'lady, Julie's podcast. She's one of the early ant broadcasters, too. But anyway, yeah, talking to Britt and Alex last week sort of helped me feel better and helped me feel good about being in contact with them. But just, you know, when we catch up, it's like, yeah, we see what's going on in the news and we see what's going on with this whole Corona 19 virus and all this bullshit. and all these things that we have to deal with and change and adapt to and worry about our families and the drama here at home, which sometimes there's drama. Oh, by the way, my second oldest niece got braces, and God bless her, she's in a little bit of pain, but she's okay. Braces, I wonder if I should get braces. I only have one crooked tooth, but I can't afford that. Not really. But she's got braces, she got a new board from Zoomies, and everybody in this house. I forgot to mention this before, and I'm not embarrassed to say it, but everybody in this house, except for my mom maybe, who was the first one in this house to wear Crocs, pink Crocs, but now everybody in this house has Crocs. And my mom's the only one that won't wear Crocs. Well, I didn't buy the Crocs. My older sister bought me Crocs, and I thank her, and she's awesome. And she bought, like, the little flare thing for it, and it's like an Xbox controller, which triggered me because I'm not an Xbox person anymore. But I went online, I'm guilty of this, and today, and I bought the letters that I'm going to stick on my Crocs that say TESD. No shame. So I bought TSD to put on my Crocs, and I bought a Boba Fett helmet and a Superman and a Batman logo, and they're all cheap, by the way, but I had a coupon too. But yeah, I'm going to put these on my Crocs. And Crocs, much like Deadpool, much like Ryan Reynolds said in the movie, are fucking comfortable as fuck. Circling back to the movies being open, that's one of the movies that they're showing. That's one of the movies that I could probably watch over and over is Deadpool. But I don't know, it's too early right now, it's tempting, it's hot out, and I miss fucking theater popcorn, I do. I miss movie theater popcorn, and the refill buckets are just going to shit, it's going to waste, but fuck it. Plus they're not giving refills, what the fuck is that? Cheap fucks. I guess it hurts their bottom line, but... So there's that, so I got brand new sheets, brand new pillow cases, a fitted sheet, new sheets, new curtains, organized my closet up here, most of my stuff. I got a little stuffed Freddy Krueger hanging on the wall. I have my Silent Bob Mallrats pointed cap here that I wore to reboot. Kind of organized up here. Got some carpet that really ties the room together. This carpet really ties the room together, dude. Big Lebowski. I have a Lebowski shirt somewhere. What else? Yeah. Oh, I gotta talk about this. And then I guess close off for the time being. I'm pretty sure everybody listens to music and everybody has a favorite band and album and song and stuff like that. And I know everybody's favorite bands aren't touring. They might be recording and putting music out, but they're not touring, so that kind of sucks. Goes for comedy too, shit like that. By the way, I'm not wearing Crocs now, but anyway. So one of my favorite bands growing up, post high school, going into college, is In Flames, this melodic death metal band from Gothenburg, Sweden. They have a very unique, like, heavy... Melodic death metal is not like regular death metal. Melodic death metal means they have melodies, obviously. They alternate between harsh singing and real singing. Growling, but not like death metal, like not like straight up Cookie Monster shit. But also, the hook for me is like the blast beats, the drums, and of course the fast guitars, but also like the melodic guitar solos and leads and stuff like that. So that's one of the reasons that I really got into In Flames. And this is the type of music that they put out from... I mean, they were really dark and heavy in, like, the early 90s, and mid to late 90s, they went the melodic death metal route, which was a lot of bands from Sweden went that way. At the Gates, Dark Tranquility, Soilwork, In Flames, etc. And then after 2002, which was this album that they put out called Reroute to Remain... That album came out. Their sound changed a little bit. It got a little bit radio, more radio friendly, a little bit cleaner, solid, but still, you know, heavy. And Reroute to Remain was one of my first, but not most favorite albums by In Flames, but still a good album. But then after that, in 2004 and beyond, they just put out this weird, like, type of music that was heavy, but it was missing the elements of the old stuff that I liked. So there's this album that they put out in 2000, so 20 years ago, called Clayman. And it's like one of my favorite albums, just the artwork. It's heavy, it's dark, it's the lyrics, everything. Lead guitars, Jet Engine, up there. The Plane. But anyway, they decided just last week, I think. Yeah, exactly last week, last Friday, to re-release an EP of re-recordings of Clayman. So the first song is an instrumental, like, string arrangement of a potpourri of the songs from that album, which I love. It's all violin stuff. It's great. I love that. I love when they turn, like, a heavy metal or death metal or melodic death metal song into a string type of song. And then the rest of the songs, re-recordings of songs that I like from that album, but with clean vocals or different drums or different sounding guitar, and it's kind of like a bummer. It like I wanted to get into it. Some of it was good, some of it was nostalgic, but I'm like, I've been listening to that album and those songs for 20 years. I've got two versions of that album of Clayman by In Flames, so in case you're curious, fire up the Pandora there, Alicia. I think I have the CDs, or I think my CD collection's actually with my ex. Fuck. But anyway. Yeah, so they changed the songs, and they literally took the wind out of the sails of the songs. Or to put it in better terms, the songs that they re-recorded have no balls anymore, so. And I struggled for the whole week to download the EP on my phone so I could listen to it in its entirety, and once I did, I was like, what the fuck is this? What am I listening to? It kind of bummed me out. It's like, don't try and change it. Don't try to improve on greatness. I mean, I guess they're showcasing the band's evolution, but to me, it's like, if it ain't fucked, don't fix it. Bah, so that Arizona music thing, I think. And speaking of more music, I saw an alert that Mastodon is putting out an album of rarities, I think, on September 11th. Don't ask me why, but I saw the track listing, and one of the songs is the song that they did for Aqua Teen Hunger Force, which is, the fuck, how's there a fly in here, motherfucker, fucking flies the cue for me to shut it down, hold on, I just killed a flying mosquito or a bug or fly with my finger, cause I don't give a fuck, but anyway, I will cut you with a linoleum knife. That Mastodon song is going to be on this album of rarities, so I kind of got stoked for that, as far as the music goes. See, music makes me happy. Yoga with Adrian. I just did yoga yesterday before I went on my walk, and Adrian was doing yoga at a beach spot or like a lake spot in Mexico. And she's doing like the voiceover for it, because I guess she did the yoga routine, and then she went back, and before she uploaded it, she fucking... There's a fucking little fruit fly on my fucking motherfucker here. Goddamn bastard. Anyway. So Adrian Mishler did the yoga practice, and then she went back and overdubbed it. So it's like silent yoga, but with her like doing the voiceover afterwards, which was kind of a new way to watch it. Like, I've been doing yoga for at least 4 months now. Three and a half, minus the time in May when I was down for the count, but it was kind of funny. It's like she's doing yoga commentary on her yoga, which was, it kind of made me laugh. But yoga's cool, reading's cool, movies, comics, books. I gotta try and Zoom. I do miss the homies, do miss chatting with the Brits and everything like that, and the other chill people that they're down with. And I just realized some things, that karma is true and karma is real, and reading the writings of the Dalai Lama made me realize something exactly almost a year to the day, that karma does exist and it does circle back. So now I'm just trying to put out more positive vibes instead of what I used to do, even up to and including last year, sort of gave us pause to sort of change the outlook on things and see where our priorities and the importance of life really lays or lies now. But I didn't used to believe in karma until, you know, like, I guess most of this year, and even years back, I would hear like, yeah, karma's real, karma this, karma that, but it's true. And I just learned some stuff about karma that was kind of surprising to me, but it's funny how things turn out, so it kind of made me smile. I mean, I there's no schadenfreude here, like I don't enjoy people's misery or anything, but sometimes, and this is something I've always said, sometimes the universe has a way of working itself out, and it has, and I feel vindicated in some ways. There's other things that I still need to work on and work out and stuff, but for the most part, I just want the cool people to know that I love them, that I miss them, that I'll keep doing this. And yes, Alicia, I'll still be annoying, so you don't know if it's corn season, but you live in corn country. Cool. But yeah, I just wanted to thank everyone for listening. Thank you, Spotify. Thank you, Anchor. Fuck you, SoundCloud. Google Podcasts need to step up their fucking game, because I can't find this on there. So I need some help loading that up. I'm going to probably do a two-parter. I'm going to go eat and stuff. But, you know, it's August. It's hopefully, I kind of miss the fall and the cold months. But then I'm going to look back on this summer and be like, well, the summer was cool. Didn't have shit to do, really. But hopefully people's families and pets and everyone's okay and doing well and staying sane, and hopefully I get to record one of these with Ryan Johnson or Mike and Ming or anyone or the homies or whoever hits it up first. It's up to you guys, but I guess I should sign off. The best podcast in El Paso, just as a fuck you to the other local podcasts, but I don't know, just everybody. And I can't use have a week, but I'm like, stay sane, stay happy, stay healthy, and I shall say until next time, because I got to come back, so I'll say al rato, orale, from El Paso, orale, El Paso's best podcast, orale, watcha, orale.